All right, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday was not as bad as the day before. Well, I wasn't out in the sun, so it's really hard for me to tell, but it didn't appear to be as bad. Good morning there, Pat.
Good morning. I hope you not only were your ears ringing, but your nose must have been running over the weekend.
Why?
Because I was cursing you into the ground. That's all I can tell you.
I want you to know that on Saturday I spent hours out in the sun, and then on Sunday we had a broadcast and a table set up in Great Barrington on Main Street, out there for 4 hours, got a little sun, and yesterday, because of the 2 days in the sun, I decided, okay, let's not push it. We'll stay inside. We'll relax. And that's what I did. I'm wearing shorts once again. I had a very, very light shirt. I love this. I like coming out in the morning. It's 70-some degrees. It's humid. I could walk out naked as a jaybird and feel comfortable.
Well, I'm glad you can. I haven't met one person. I just want you to know this. I haven't met one person who said they like this weather from the weekend till now. Going around to some stores yesterday, everyone was complaining they just don't like it. And I will give you a little food for thought in a second, but I will tell you that I left Saturday morning for the lake, and it wasn't terrible up there Saturday. Saturday night, I was kind of surprised that it did drop into the 60s. And I had to sleep with a sheet because we don't have air conditioner or electric up there. But coming back from church Sunday morning, brutal. I was wondering if I was going to get some work done up there. And I needed to put up two shades, two real heavy wooden shades inside the cabin. I got one up, and that was about a quarter after 12, drenched. And I just started packing the car, and at 1 o'clock I was on my way home Sunday. Could not take it. I wasn't the only one that left. There were several people that I saw packing the car and going home. If you stayed in the lake, you'd be fine. But, you know, again, you stay in the lake, keeps the body cool, but you're getting sunburned. And that's only going to defeat the purpose of keeping you cool at night, because now the body's got to work harder to keep the body cool because of the sunburn. So all around, it's not good. All around, it wasn't good. I don't think it's good at all. But anyhow, let's get to the forecast. Hazy, hot, sticky. Some late-day thunderstorms today. We're in the low to mid-90s. Scattered thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, low 70s. Hazy, hot, and humid for the 4th of July, period. There may be a 30% chance of a thunderstorm. That means 70% of us will not see any rain at all. 90. And it looks like Wednesday night should be fine. For Thursday, partly cloudy, humid, the low 90s again. Friday, strong cold front approaches. Hazy and humid with showers and strong thunderstorms likely. Friday and Friday night. It's going to bring heavy rain. We'll be in the middle 80s on Friday, and the weekend will be a Pat Pagano weekend, not a Marshall Miles weekend. It will be sunny. It will be breezy. Humidity will be low, and the temps during the day will stay in the 70s. Over the weekend. Read it and weep, Mr. Miles. 50s at night. Maybe even the 40s.
Well, I have to give, you know, hey, I'll take some and I'll give some back. I just got a note here from Clara Lenfis. Pat, you are so correct. The older I get, the humidity kills me. Marshall, bless your heart for loving this weather. There. You see, Clara knows how to play both sides of the coin.
For all, what she's saying is, you know, you have your opinion. We have ours. But food for thought. The last time that the Northeast to Mid-Atlantic had such a long duration of heat was back in 2013. That is 5 years ago.
All right.
Would you like to take a guess how the winter of 2013-14 turned out?
How did it turn out?
Brutally cold and snowy.
Uh-oh. So there you go. There's the first indicator.
So there's an analog, folks.
There's the first indicator.
And it's the first indicator. And let me tell you something. We use, you know, you've heard of the North Atlantic Oscillation. There's also the Julian Oscillation. There's different ones. And when we look at that, it is telling me that around the middle part of this month, there will be a major change. And that should lead to a cooler than normal August. So there's another prediction for you. I really do think that from now to, I would say, let's go to the third week of July. That is your summer. Following the third week of July, which is the fourth, July has like 4.5 weeks, it's going to change. And most of your hot summer weather will be behind us. That is another bold prediction from yours truly.
And what are those dates again?
I would say anytime after, let's go with the 18th, 19th, 20th, right around there. Anytime after that.
I'm not liking that.
I know you're not. I didn't think you would. So that is another prediction. We'll see how that works out. May not, but so far so good. And I was delighted when I got home Sunday, I stopped the car. Our mailboxes are out in the street. I don't know. Are yours on the door, or are they out in the street too?
Out in the street.
Out in the street. So I got out, open my mailbox, and I see this nice brown package. And I looked at it, and it said Best Buy, and I knew what it was. And it was my copy of the movie, Finding Your Feet. So everything, I am delighted, because this coming Saturday, in our studio, we are putting up the new screen, surround sound, and we're going to be showing it to the cast. And we're going to ask the cast on a written ballot to vote for who they think should play all the characters and who they'd like to play. And we're going to take that into consideration. We're, you know, going to have pizza, refreshments, and all that. So it's going to be a night at the movies at the lake. So I was happy about that. But I have to tell you that on Friday, something just told me to go onto my Fire Stick and see if I could get the movie, and I got it. And I watched it Friday before even getting a copy of the movie. So I was able to watch it and get a lot more information out of it, and I was thrilled about that. Other than that, there was nothing else thrilling me this past weekend and up until now. I'm looking outside right now. It couldn't be any murky. Any more murky, I don't know if there's such a word as murkier. Couldn't be any more murkier than it is right now.
Well, you know, I'm a little offended, Pat.
Why?
You went out in Fire Stick and found that movie for you, and you didn't watch the movie I recommended to you.
I didn't have the time.
Well, you watched that other movie.
Well, I would, but yeah, I had to give that preference.
Why? Because you're going to see it at this party?
Well, but I didn't know if the movie was going to come in time. So I had to, I said, I have to at least watch it again so that I could be ready for the characters, the names, and all of that stuff. I'm just very, very,
folks, it's the second time. The first time Pat offended me is when, at a cost of thousands of dollars, I sent him down something to make a sound effect for a movie. And I'm watching the credits at the end of the movie. He's crediting the mice in his cabin for showing up, and I don't see credits for the sound effect machine. And he sent it back to me, but I got no credit. Now, it's been like 2 weeks, 3 weeks since I told him.
Oh, more than that. More than that, I still have it right here on a post-it note.
I think this is payback because it took me so long to watch the movie. I think you're paying me back because it took me so long to watch the movie this year.
Well, maybe, but I doubt it. I never thought about that. But I'm wondering if you could get this movie on your Fire Stick, if you can, when you get a chance. Watch it. I think you'll find it very delightful.
All right. I think I'm pretty sure I can get that movie on the Fire Stick. All right. So, I better enjoy the hot weather while we've got it then.
Yeah, this weekend will be just, for most of us, will be a beautiful weekend.
Well, I like.
There are a few that like this weather.
I won't mind the days. It'll be just I'll have to wear a turtleneck in the morning if it's going to be in the 40s.
And long underwear.
Pat.
Yes.
A little secret just between you and me.
You always wear long underwear.
No. I gave that up. I gave underwear up when I moved out of my mother's house.
Oh, okay.
Long gone.
Okay. All righty. Well,
my nickname's Commando.
I think the heat's gotten to you, Marshall.
It's not the heat. I'll tell you what got to me many, many years ago, but it's not legal to talk about. Okay.
I got you.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on the forecast.